there, the rowdies from there. Then they fall on the ground.
Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are picking the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo, Family Dentistry, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Van Bortle Auto Group, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks very much for being with us tonight. Well, it's been a long time, but the Western New York Flash finally returned to action. This coming Saturday at Rhino Stadium, they'll face Carvey Lloyd, Morgan Bryan, and the Houston Dash in the final regular season home game of 2016. We will have U.S. International Sam Mewis on at 7 o'clock to talk about that match and her Olympic experience. She was an alternate for the U.S. Women's National Team down in Rio. The Rhinos took home a big 3-0 win over Pittsburgh on Saturday. In just a moment, we will speak with the man of the match, Sophie Turgu. We'll talk about the win and the two big road matches the team has this weekend. And, of course, we'll also speak with Dick Howard and Michael Lewis as well. Now let's bring in our host, Joe Sirianni. How are you doing, Joe?
Good evening, everyone, and thank you, Andrew, for your kind words and your intelligent approach. And before we go forward, I'd just like to thank the person that sat on the other side of us, the control, Bob Savage. What an honor to have him make us sound good. But actually, you know, looking at the radio show and looking at what we do for soccer, it's really not what we do for soccer, what soccer does for us, because it gives us an opportunity to express our thoughts and a little bit of the know-how that we have to be able to entertain our listener and give our view of how we see the game. And certainly this has been a great weekend for the Rhinos. A disappointing thing for the national team, and the Olympics. Really, we want to congratulate all the athletes that come home with the gold. And we'll talk a little bit more about that as later on the program. But you look at Brazil, having to win the gold on the penalty, and I felt, even though I'm not truly a fan of Brazil, I'm very glad for them. In soccer, I'm talking about, because we all been rivals.
Well, Italy just wasn't in the tournament, so you didn't have a rooting interest in the tournament. But, for the U.S. women,
we've always been contender with Brazil, and all my Brazilian friends. Every time we meet, we talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly, and I got to give it to them. They got a great team. So,
the Olympics are done, and now we focus on the European leagues and Major League Soccer, and of course, the Rochester Rhinos and the Western New York Flash. The Rhinos are in action this week with two big road matches. They'll go to Cincinnati on Wednesday and then Wilmington on Saturday. They'll pick up the frequent flyer miles. And joining us right now is the gentleman who had the game-winning goal, two goals, as a matter of fact, on Saturday. He was the man of the match, and he joins us for the first time on our show from native of France, Sophie Turgu, and Sophie's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. The Rhinos will return to Rhino Stadium Saturday, September 10th at 5 p.m., taking on the number one team in the league, New York Red Bulls 2. It'll be Irish night and also team picture night, so get your tickets by calling 454-KICK. Or go to rhinosoccer.com. There's just two home regular season matches left in the season for the Rhinos, so be sure to get your tickets. Sophie, thanks for joining us, and congratulations on a big win on Saturday.
Hello, yeah, thank you very much for hosting me tonight. I'm very happy to be with you.
And thank you for having us. Thank you for coming on. We appreciate it. And certainly it was a big match on Saturday. Pittsburgh's always a very tough team, and it didn't help that the skies opened up and there was a downpour and pour and lightning, and the match was delayed. But your two goals in the first half really set the tone for the match, and your first two goals as a Rhino. So how did it feel to put the ball in the back of the net finally in your first year with the Rhinos?
Yeah, I mean, I was waiting for that since a long time, but you know, when the team is doing well, it's always fine. It was in the side of my head, but, you know, with the delay of the game, and I scored very early in the game, so it was very good for us. And after we forget about everything, the rain, the delay, and I was able to score a second one just before the half, so it was perfect for the team and helped the team to win this game.
Sophie, I got to compliment you. This is Joe Seriani. I want to compliment you on your work rate. You start running right from the beginning and never stopped until you come out of the game. I mean, your efforts paid up because you scored two beautiful goals. And certainly, you know, I look at the efforts of every player that, you know, the contribution they make to winning, and you certainly did a heck of a job, not only by scoring the goals, but also to defend and on the midfield, going back and getting the ball. All the things that you did earlier, that my compliment on your work rate.
Thank you very much. But I mean, you have no choice. I'm working to help the team. We're working for each other. So if I make the job, other guy is gonna do the job for me. It's the same for me. I always got the back of my teammate, and, you know, we work for each other. At the end, we are a team.
We have Sophie Turgoo on with us from the Rochester Rhinos. The Rhinos will play FC Cincinnati this Wednesday. Expect a huge crowd there in the Queen City to see the Rhinos in action. And then coming up on Saturday, it'll be the Wilmington Hammerheads will welcome the Rhinos to their facility. So two big matches. But, Sophie, I want to ask you, when the match was delayed, because you guys already had your warm-ups, when the match was delayed, what did you guys do in the locker room to keep yourselves focused?
Yeah, I mean, when the game was delayed, so we have to go back to the locker. And so the coach talked a little bit about the game, what's going to happen, what time you're going to go warm up again. So, yeah, the most important was really to stay focused, because we were focused for the game, but when you have a 30, 40 minutes delay, it's always different. Like, you have to warm up again, you have to focus again. And I think we did well in the locker to stay focused and to be able to come back and do the job.
You guys did a great job. And Joe, I got to ask you something, because I don't know if we ever had somebody from France on our show before. I couldn't think of anybody off the top of my head.
Believe it or not, in all the years that I've been with soccer, with the Lancer, with the Flash, and whatever, you know, I don't think that we ever had a French player on it.
So, Sophie, I want to ask you that. Yeah, we're very happy to have you on. You speak excellent English, by the way. I just wanted to compliment you on that.
Thank you very much. I'm trying to do my best, because on the radio, you know, it's not easy for me. But if you say it, thank you very much.
So there are many popular sports in France. We saw the French national team, and for team handball, win a silver medal in the Olympic Games. Of course, the basketball team does very well as well. But, of course, soccer is the number one sport. Why did you decide to pick soccer, and who are some of the players that you looked up to when you were growing up?
I'm in soccer, but because of my father, for sure. He loved soccer. He played all of his life. Even right now, he's 50 and he's still playing, so, you know, soccer is a family thing. And when I grew up, yeah, I watch a lot of games of Zinedine Zidane. You like Zidane?
I like Zidane, yeah. He played with Juventus. I like Michel Platini.
Yeah, Zinedine,
yeah,
Zidane,
because he played with Juventus. I'm a Juventus
Real
guy.
Madrid.
Yeah, so many great players who are from France, and of course, going back to many years. So, this week you have two big matches. You go to Cincinnati, and they're going to have probably 20,000 people in their stadium. They draw very well, and first time that the Rhinos have played there, and you beat them the first time around. So, they're going to be looking
for
revenge.
Home, yeah.
they're good. They're a very good team. And then you have to go to Wilmington on Saturday, and you have to fly to both games because they're so far apart. So what are you guys doing as a team to prepare for these two important matches?
Yeah, today we have practice. We talk a little bit about that. And tomorrow we're going to take the flight to go to Cincinnati and to be ready to play against them. Yeah, too, when you play at home, you beat them 2-1. I remember it was a good game. We did well. But now it's going to be different because they are playing at home. Yeah, as you said, in front of maybe 20,000 or 15,000, I don't know. But we're ready for this game. I think when we go away, it's difficult for the team to beat us. And we are really confident to go there, and it's going to be a good experience for us and for the next playoff game, maybe, because if we keep going, we may have a home spot, but we never know. We can go away, so have this game in Cincinnati and going after in Wilmington, I think it's going to be good for us.
They're big matches, and you can watch the matches. If you go to uslsoccer.com, you can watch the matches live. And the Rhinos will be back home again on September 10th to take on New York Red Bulls, too. So, Sophie, good luck to you and to the team this week on these two big matches. We'll be watching online. I look forward to seeing you back home in September.
Yeah, thank you very much for the invite. And, I hope you're going to do well this weekend against Cincinnati and Wilmington. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sophie. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Well, you know, Andrew, just one more comment on the game. I think that the third goal was a super goal. What a shot. What a shot there was.
But that's a goal. If you didn't see it, the Pittsburgh goalie rolled the ball after catching the ball on a free kick, I believe it was a corner. He rolled the ball out, and he rolled it right to Sean Riley of the Rhinos, and he just popped it over the goalie's head into the net.
It was almost to the touchline.
I know.
It was a heck of a shot.
It was a great shot, but it was a terrible mistake. But that pretty much ended the match. After that, Pittsburgh had a lot of the possession, but really didn't have any opportunities. So it was a big win for the Rhinos, but there are two tough matches this week. So, again, watch the matches online and get ready for September 10th when the Rhinos return home to face New York Red Bulls, too. When we return here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, we'll be joined by Dick Howard. We'll talk about the Olympic soccer tournament and one of the most important figures in the last 20, 30 years, 40 years in soccer passed away last week. We'll talk about Joel Havelange, the former president of FIFA, and what he did for this sport. We'll talk about that next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Western New York Flash return from the Olympic break and play their final home match of the season on Saturday, August 27th at 7 p.m. against the Houston Dash, featuring U.S. Internationals Morgan Bryan and FIFA World Player of the Year Carly Lloyd. It's the annual Project Pink match where the Flash will wear special pink jerseys that will be auctioned off after the match, with the proceeds going to support metastatic breast cancer research through the Cancer Couch. Get your Flash tickets by calling 271-KICK or go to the Flash office at 664 University Avenue or visit WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase. purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatores.com.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi-Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarageDesignCenter.com.
The Rochester Rhinos have two important road matches this week as they look to clinch a playoff berth. The Rhinos travel to Ohio to face FC Cincinnati on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. and then will visit the Wilmington Hammerheads on Saturday, also at 7. Go to USLSoccer.com to watch the matches live online. The Rhinos are back home on Saturday, September 10th, taking on New York Red Bulls 2. Kickoff is at 5:05 p.m. Purchase your tickets by visiting the box office at 460 Oak Street, calling 454-KICK, or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to repeat as USL champions. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni. Bob Savage running the show for us tonight down at the WYSL. And very happy, as always, to be bringing you the international report now with Mr. Zero Dick Howard, formerly of the Rochester Lancers. And the segment tonight is brought to you by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, our title sponsor, located at 2005 Lyle Avenue in Gates off the 390 Expressway. David Olivo, DMD.com is the website, and the number to call if you want to make an appointment for a consultation or get your teeth cleaned, if you're having a problem with your oral health, is 328-3382, and I'll be going to see him in a couple weeks, Joe, so hopefully get a good, clean bill of health.
Let me tell you, if you want to have a cup of coffee while you're waiting, they have a wonderful coffee over there, and they got Rosemary over there. Which
Roseanne.
Roseanne, I'm sorry. She's so nice and so pleasant that you want to go there just to see her. So,
and they also keep very up to date with all the latest dentistry as well. So again, David Olivo, DMD.com, 328-3382 is the phone number. And Dick, boy, what an end to the Olympic soccer tournament! I think an image of Neymar breaking down in tears after scoring the winning penalty. It was a storybook finish, and maybe some of the hurt goes away from the 7-1 defeat a couple years ago in the World Cup.
Did they ever exercise those demons? You know, that 2-1 defeat to Uruguay in the 1950 Cup Final in the Maracanã, and then, of course, that 7-1 defeat against Germany in 2014 that they're still recovering from. It was tremendous to see. And as you mentioned with Neymar, what a fabulous free kick. And, of course, the man that had the cool to score that fifth and final goal off the penalty kick. But my thoughts are with Weverton. You know, the Atletico Paranaense goalkeeper, late call up to the team, didn't let a goal in until the final game, was absolutely superb and made that key save, that fifth kick for Germany. And he's certainly just as much, I think, to credit as the great Neymar. But what a fabulous atmosphere, wasn't it? It made for the Olympics, I think, for everybody in Brazil.
They said that the people who were there said they'd never heard anything so loud as when Neymar scored that winning penalty, and the crowd just completely erupted, and people were crying and cheering and hugging and kissing. And it was in Brazil, I don't think they didn't care how many gold medals they won. All they cared about was winning that gold medal in soccer.
You're quite right, Andrew. I think, you know, you hit the nail on the head. Just to win Olympic gold, and the only trophy they hadn't won, and they finally did it. It would have been absolute disaster if they'd lost. I thought when it went into penalty kicks, here we go again. We've seen it so many times in World Cups. Germany managed to come through in the end. Not this time.
Yep. And Germany, though, did win the women's tournament, and congratulations to them. They finally broke down Sweden, the first team really to do that in the knockout stage. Canada, though, Dick gets another gold, bronze medal, so congratulations to the Canadians.
Yeah, it was tremendous, wasn't it? I think the fact that they'd given Germany a great game in group play and beaten them, and then they lost 2-0 in a very closely fought game. And I thought playing against Brazil and Marta, it's going to be another tough game, but Christine Sinclair and her teammates came through. It was a fabulous game for Captain Canada, as they call her, 250 games for that final game, that bronze medal, 165 goals. She's just been, as you know from her time in Rochester, you know, a class individual, and she's had a lot of challenges over the year with the loss of her father earlier in the year, and it was great to see her. And John Herdman did an outstanding job. It's a fabulous, fabulous performance by the young Canadian team.
Certainly, and Joe is biting, is chomping at the bit to talk about Juventus, so let him go ahead and talk about Juve.
I'm very happy that $90 million guy came through, you know, to the place of surprise of everybody, and scored the winning goal for, you know, to the winning goal. So he already put his mark on the Juventus history and the first game that he really played. So I'm happy that Juventus won. It's going to be a long season. They're going to have a lot of competition, a lot of people that want to beat him, but I think they're going to have the horses to be able to go to win the race. But it's a long, like I said, it's a long season. How do you see it, Dick?
Because Gonzalo Higuain did the job, right? Joe, earning his, what is it, £75 million transfer?
$90
million, dollars, I
$90
think.
Million. Dollars.
Yeah, the pound's gone down a little bit.
Yeah.
A lot of money, but if he does the business, then that's great. And Fiorentina, obviously, always a tough game, but it's as you mentioned, Joe, a long season, and it's always good to start on a positive note.
Well, they may need him,
looking
Joe,
at the result for Cortone. They lost 1-0 in Bologna, but a good
a
start
game
for the newcomers to Serie A.
That's right. Yep. Well, Joe, I don't know if you saw the latest news, though. It looks like Juventus might be losing another player. Conte is trying to raid Juventus from Mario Mandzukic to bring him to Chelsea.
I know. I don't think it's going
to
happen.
Well, they lost out on Romelu Lukaku, so Dick, you have to be happy about that the Everton strike man is going to be staying with the Toffees.
Definitely. He's had an outstanding season last year, and I think the Toffees are going to have a better season than last year this time around, so it's great to hang on to one of your assets.
Certainly, and considering how things have started this year in the Premiership, Zlatan Ibrahimovic is certainly making his presence felt with 3 goals in the first 2 matches for Manchester United, and they're top of the table right now.
Yeah, I think you know, the more I think about it, is the two Manchester clubs are going to be dueling right to the end. And of course, Manchester City, another good performance, 4-1 at Stoke, which is never an easy place to go to, and couple that with the successful trip to Europe in midweek and their opening win over Sunderland, it's a good start for the new coach Guardiola.
Well, they'll be fighting for second place, of course, because you know who's going to win the league. It's going to be the boys in blue. They're 2-0 as well, thanks to Diego Costa once again scoring a late goal to keep them
undefeated.
Should
you got that second yellow card, Andrew?
Well, no comment from me on that one. The referee did not call it, so I agree with the referee. But the big story, of course, Dick, is Hull City. Once again, they are near the top of the table, and this Saturday on NBC, the main network, not NBC Sports Network, they're going to be in the spotlight hosting Manchester United at home. It's going to be a match to see with the big stars from United.
That is the game to see, isn't it? If you're going to see one game this upcoming weekend, that's probably the one to look out for.
What a story. Hull City in total disarray, but they're the one of only four undefeated teams, or perfect record teams in the league besides City United and Chelsea. So that's the match to see on Saturday. Starts at 12:30 on NBC, News 10 NBC, our good friends who, of course, we hear on WYSL as well. But, Dick, we mentioned in the beginning of the show the passing of one of the most important figures in the last half century of soccer, Joel Havelange, the former president of FIFA. He did so much for the sport. Just some of the things that he did. The Women's World Cup started under his tutelage, along with a number of the Youth World Cups. He helped expand the World Cup from 16 to 32 teams, and what a legacy the Brazilian leaves for the sport.
Did you have a chance to meet him and work under him, or can you give us a little history?
Yes. And I always send him a birthday card every 10th birthday, and I'd send it on his 10th, you know, when he had his 80th, on his 90th, and his 100th, and he always communicated back to this Canadian coach in FIFA, and I have great respect for him, you know, tremendous legacy, a remarkable man when you look at the fact that prior to joining FIFA, he was the head of the Brazilian Sport Federation, and Brazil won 3 World Cups between 1958 and 73 when he was the president. And then he came to FIFA and took FIFA really from an organization with, I think, 12, 15 people in the office and a very small budget to, a billion-dollar empire. And it is amazing to see what happened. You mentioned some of the things that he did, Andrew, with regards to the women's game, opening up the tournaments for age group players. But I also look at the work that he did in Africa and Asia. You know, millions of dollars were put into development programs to raise the level of the game, and you see what's happened in recent years with the number of players from those continents that are playing in, you know, the professional game. He did so much for it, a great visionary, and he didn't, you know, as I say, get enough credit, and I was sorry to hear of his passing enjoying the World Cup. I'd love him to have been there in the World Cup stadium at the closing ceremonies, as I would have loved to have seen Pelé, of course. Pelé still unable to participate, but I was hoping and praying that he would make it for the closing ceremonies, but it was not to be.
You know, Dick, we talked about what you just said, really.
A remarkable man.
What you just said, Lou, not too many people really know, unless you're a soccer aficionado, that you do a little history. Nobody really knows what FIFA really does throughout the world to enhance the game, to donate money, to build stadium and all that kind of thing, to teach and coaching and all that kind of thing. So it is amazing, and we are fortunate to have you.
You know, they say it's now a $250 billion industry, and FIFA itself is a billion-dollar organization, and now, you know, close to 200-300 people in fantastic offices in Zurich, and still spreading the good for the good of the game. And this is something that, again, I have to often talk about when I meet up with people that say, oh, FIFA, you know, they're cash cow, but they put so much into the development of the game. And it all started with the era of Dr. Joel Havelange. It was carried on by his lieutenant, the general secretary, Sepp Blatter, when he took over as the president.
And one last thing I want to mention about him. He was an Olympian. He was a swimmer in the 1936 Summer Olympics in Berlin, and then played water polo in the 1952 Olympics in Helsinki for Brazil.
He was an athlete.
And he always, every day of the week, he would be out swimming. We always knew not to schedule meetings early in the morning with Dr. Havelange, because that's when he would go on his swim.
About it. Well, we certainly wish his family and all of his friends our deepest condolences. He's certainly a giant in the world of soccer. And we wouldn't be playing the game as we're playing it today with the women and the United States being where it is. The World Cup,
the world's
of course,
a better place for his contribution to the game. And I don't think he got the recognition that really he deserved in the final analysis.
Actually, you know, one of the things that people dwell, it's always on the negative, and we are happy that we put a little positive on the history of FIFA.
Well, Dick, thank you so much, as always, for being on the show, and enjoy the week of soccer coming up. We've got Toronto and Montreal playing on Saturday. That should be a big one, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
Look forward to it, guys. Good chatting to you. And great
thanks a lot,
Dick. On board
ciao,
tonight.
Dick. Ciao. Dick Howard here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by U.S. International Olympian Sam Mewis of the Western New York Flash. The Flash prepare to host Kari Lloyd and the Houston Dash this Saturday at Rhino Stadium. Next on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at socceristhekickinthegrass.com.
Your local sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1, W22 1CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
The Western New York Flash return from the Olympic break and play their final home match of the season on Saturday, August 27th at 7 p.m. against the Houston Dash, featuring U.S. Internationals Morgan Bryan and FIFA World Player of the Year Carly Lloyd. It's the annual Project Pink match where the Flash will wear special pink jerseys that will be auctioned off after the match, with the proceeds going to support metastatic breast cancer research through the Cancer Couch. Get your Flash tickets by calling 271-KICK or go to the Flash office at 664 University Avenue or visit WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Coosia, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at Salvatore's.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortle. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortleCars.com.
The Rochester Rhinos have two important road matches this week as they look to clinch a playoff berth. The Rhinos travel to Ohio to face FC Cincinnati on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. and then will visit the Wilmington Hammerheads on Saturday, also at 7. Go to USLSoccer.com to watch the matches live online. The Rhinos are back home on Saturday, September 10th, taking on New York Red Bulls 2. Kickoff is at 5:05 p.m. Purchase your tickets by visiting the box office at 460 Oak Street, calling 454-KICK, or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to repeat as USL champions. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni. And one more time, we hear the Olympic anthem. We won't hear that for a couple years till the Winter Games in 2018. But it certainly was a great event in Rio. And joining us now is someone who was down in Rio as a member of our U.S. Olympic team, a member of our U.S. Women's National Team, who's back with the Flash. He'll be in action this coming Saturday against the Houston Dash at 7 p.m. at Rhino Stadium. Sam Mewis joins us. It's the Project Pink match this Saturday. So for a great cause, cancer research, the Cancer Couch is the sponsor this year. 271-KICK or WNYFlash.com to get your tickets, or go to the office at 664 University Avenue. Sam, welcome back to the show and welcome back to the U.S. And it must have been a tremendous experience down in Rio for you and the members of the national team.
Hi, yes. It was definitely a great experience. Thank you for having me on the show.
You're welcome. And tell us about what it was like for you as a member of the U.S. Olympic team to be part of what happened in Rio over the last couple of weeks and seeing all the festivities and the athletic events and all of that.
Yeah, it was a huge honor to get to travel down to Brazil with the national team for the Olympics. And I had a great experience myself, and obviously us as a team, we were pretty disappointed with our result and what happened and getting out of the tournament a little bit earlier than we had planned or wanted to. But overall, I really learned a lot, and I feel like I gained a lot of experiences that not only can help me in my career going forward in the future, but things that I can bring back to Western New York and I can share with my teammates on the Flash, and hopefully we can all learn a couple of things and grow a little bit from that. And again, it was just a huge honor and a great overall experience.
Sam, this is Joe Sirianni again. I just want to ask you a question. I mean, you were in Brazil. You were with all the national team players. Now you got a game coming up this Saturday, and you're going to be playing, you know, against some of those people. The camaraderie that you guys, that you guys built, and now all of a sudden you've become opponent. How does that work out for the chemistry and playing the game?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of fun. I'm good friends with both Morgan Bryan and Carly Lloyd, the two girls on the national team that will be coming with Houston to play us on Saturday. And it's going to be a lot of fun. It's always just so much fun to be on the same field as them. They're both so talented. They're such great people. And I'm just really looking forward to it. It's obviously kind of funny sometimes going from being teammates to being opponents, but I think it's all part of the sport, and everyone deals with that, and I think that it's great. It's great for the league to have such high-quality players, and it's great for me to get to be on the same field as them, but in a different role. And I'm always learning and always taking some things that they do and trying to adapt it to my own game, so it'll be interesting to be on the other side of that for once, and I'm really looking forward to the game on Saturday.
It's a big match, and we're with Sam Mewis of the Western New York Flash. You can see 11 players who were in the Olympic Games in Rochester this Saturday between the Houston Dash and the Western New York Flash, not only from our U.S. national team, but from Brazil, from Australia, New Zealand, many other countries. So, Sam, it's a great opportunity to not only see a great match, but to say thank you to all these great athletes for the effort they put in at the Olympic Games.
Yeah, absolutely, and you actually forgot to mention Canada. So Sabrina D'Angelo won a bronze medal with Canada, and she'll be coming back for this weekend. So anyone who's like local and supports the Canadian national teams, or anyone who knows Sabrina, I mean, that is so huge for the Flash to have a bronze medalist who just had such a great summer and had such a great accomplishment at the Olympics. So we're super excited to see her when she gets back, and we're really excited to get her back on the field with us, and we're so proud of her, and it was just such an accomplishment, and I'm so proud to be her teammate.
Certainly, you know, the experience that you have had the Olympics and, playing the game at the highest level against great, great players, it's an opportunity that you set as an example for young women who aspire to become soccer players for the future. So are you guys planning to do clinics and stuff like that to enhance the women game and enhance the identity in the community at all, you know, for the future?
Yeah, I think that sounds like a great idea. I'm not 100% sure what the Flash has planned. I know we have a clinic actually on Wednesday in Buffalo, but I think that getting involved in the community and putting on clinics for kids, young girls who want to have a future in soccer is such a great idea, and I'm sure that our front office staff is like working hard on that. That sounds like something that would really benefit both us and the community.
Well, Sam, this weekend's game against Houston, not only is it the last home game of the regular season, it's a very important match, really a must-win for the Flash if they want to solidify a playoff spot, but it's also the Project Pink game, which is, Dave, the Flash have done every year, and it's to support and cancer research, as you, of course, know. And there's lots of chances for the people to bid on the jerseys that the team is going to wear, the pink jerseys, gift baskets, and things from local partners. So it's a huge match. And I know some of the Flash, I think, look forward to every year to play in this particular match.
Yeah, it's awesome. The Flash is putting on the pink game on Saturday. It's such a great cause. And, I mean, a lot of us know firsthand, like, the effects that breast cancer can have on families. And I think that we're all very excited and honored that we get to play such an important game, and it's going to be great. We're all putting together our baskets that I think are going to be either auctioned or raffled off, and each of us is involved personally in putting those together and are creating our own. So we're going to try and raise as much money as we can. It's such a great cause, and the more people that we can get out to support us and support the cause, the better. So if anybody is around on Saturday, we would love anybody to come by. It's going to be a really fun event and a great game.
Sam, can you give us any hints of what you might be putting in that basket? Might there be some Olympic memorabilia in this basket?
Yeah, there might be a national team jersey in there.
Ooh, so if you want to give it out of the match, and Sam Uys's basket, if you want to have a chance to win that. And again, it's supporting a tremendous, the important cause for breast cancer research. The Cancer Couch, again, is the organization that the Flash is working with this time around for this event. The game will kick off at 7 o'clock. Gates open at 6. There's going to be a live DJ, Bounce House. The RIT Pep Band's going to be there, one of the best pep bands in the United States. They're going to help to support the Flash. And again, you get your tickets by going to WNYFlash.com, 271-KICK, or going to the office on University Avenue. And Sam, again, this is a huge match. The Houston's pretty much out of the playoff picture, but I know they're going to want to put on a good show and try to win this match. They've done very well against the Flash their first two seasons, so I'm sure they're going to be coming in looking to spoil the party.
Yeah, Houston is a great team. Again, they've been doing great recently, and again, they're getting some of their Olympic players back, so we expect it to be a really, really tough game, and we're looking forward to playing such a challenging opponent and playing against a team that has given us trouble in the past, and I think it's going to be really exciting. I think it's going to be a really, really good and fair game, and I'm just really looking forward to playing with the Flash again. I've missed my teammates, and it's going to be great to be back and be back in Rochester and be at home again. So I'm really looking forward to it.
We're looking forward to it. Unless we forget, the FIFA Women Player of the Year, Carly Lloyd, will be in Rochester on Saturday playing for the Houston Dash. So another reason to come out. There's no place else you want to be except Rhino Stadium this Saturday night for the final home game of the regular season for the Flash, the Project Pink game against the Houston Dash. Sam, we look forward to seeing you on Saturday. Good luck. Have a great week of training, and we'll see you Saturday.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sam. Sam Uys, U.S. International, member of our U.S. Olympic team. Again, 11 Olympians are going to be on the field for the game on Saturday from all over the world. This is a great opportunity. If you're going to come to any match this year, again, it's the last one in the regular season, so this is your chance. This Saturday, 7 p.m., the Flash and the Dash.
Just to make sure that you come to the game, because all your soccer fans, all your young girls, have your parents that drive you to the stadium. And you're going to see the best, like Andrew just said, 11 best players that played in the Olympics. So just to be there.
When we come back, we'll be joined by Michael Lewis for the U.S. Soccer Report on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Only Dr. Han Sarkar, formerly at NASA, has provided any explanation.
The Rochester Rhinos have two important road matches this week as they look to clinch a playoff berth. The Rhinos travel to Ohio to face FC Cincinnati on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. and then will visit the Wilmington Hammerheads on Saturday, also at 7. Go to uslsoccer.com to watch the matches live online. The Rhinos are back home on Saturday, September 10th, taking on New York Red Bulls 2. Kickoff is at 5:05 p.m. Purchase your tickets by visiting the box office at 460 Oak Street, calling 454-KICK, or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to repeat as USL champions. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly, your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortle. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortleCars.com.
The Western New York Flash return from the Olympic break and play their final home match of the season on Saturday, August 27th at 7 p.m. against the Houston Dash, featuring U.S. internationals Morgan Bryan and FIFA World Player of the Year Carly Lloyd. It's the annual Project Pink match where the Flash will wear special pink jerseys that will be auctioned off after the match, with the proceeds going to support metastatic breast cancer research through the Cancer Couch. Get your Flash tickets by calling 271-KICK or go to the Flash office at 664 University Avenue or visit WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni, and now it's our U.S. Soccer Report with Michael Lewis. And tonight it's brought to you by the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, located at 4618 Ridge Road in Spencerport. 352-5300 is the phone number, and the website is dmfsp.com. And I spoke to Doug Miller over the weekend at the Rhinos match. There's something big happening starting on September 30th at the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. If you are a fan of The Walking Dead, like my wife is, that's all she watches, Walking Dead, Fear the Walking Dead.
And I do.
You have a chance to prevent the zombie apocalypse at the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Doug Miller Family Sports Park will have the Glacier Dead Zone grand opening September 30th, where you can kill Walking Dead, the zombies. shooting with paintballs, and you don't get shot. You get to shoot the paintballs, but they don't shoot back. And it's going to be wild. You got to check this out. Go to dmfsp.com or glacierridgesnowtubing.com for all the details. It's coming up starting September 30th. You gotta go and check this out. It's going to be wild. Anyway, let's bring in Michael Lewis. Michael, how's it going in New York? The New York City FC, another win at home, and they are really playing well this season.
You know, what a turnaround from the beginning of the year, obviously, from last year. I thought the first eight or nine games this year were just a continuation, but Patrick Vieira put in a new program, and guess what? The team has gotten with the program. They're playing well. They vanquished the LA Galaxy. Granted, I don't think the Galaxy was firing on all cylinders on Saturday, but in the long run, it doesn't matter. It's just accruing those precious 3 points at home and moving on from there. There's no doubt about that this team has to be considered an MLS Cup contender at this juncture. I know it's, you know, not even Labor Day yet. There's plenty of the season to go. They have not clinched a playoff berth, but they're playing well. And the scary thing is they're playing well at home, where they had all sorts of problems early this season, and they have the best record in MLS on the road. So you combine the two, and you've got to give this team respect. This team is nowhere near the expansion team it was in 2015. Nowhere near.
That's right. They've won their last four in a row, and of course, when you got players like David Villa, who scored his 16th goal of the season, Frank Lampard, who was having a huge year, and Mr. Pirlo, as Joe would certainly watching him every week, they're just, Joe, they're playing fantastic. And
exactly.
I got my New York City FC scarf upstairs, and you know, I might have to break it out. Who knows? it's great to see. I mean, they're drawing huge crowds at Yankee Stadium, 35,000 for the Galaxy match on the weekend. So it's a good time for New York soccer.
No doubt about it. You know, definitely for NYCFC, if you want to segue into the other team with the New York prefix on their name, the Red Bulls, not so good. On paper, yes, they got a point on the road in D.C. It might look that one way. Of course, if you're a realist, they had a 2-0 lead in the second half, again on the road, and they could not bring home the 3 points. And that's a problem with the Red Bulls this summer. I think it's a mental problem, and it's something that has to be corrected well before the playoffs, or they're going to have a short stay in the postseason. And to be quite frank, if they make the postseason, because sooner or later lost points catches up the teams.
Mike, history repeats itself. The MLS expanding into a friendly territory that we know, Minnesota and Atlanta. You know, the Minnesota United and Atlanta United as well. I remember the North American Soccer League, you know, going to Minnesota, you know, the beautiful stadium that they had, an indoor stadium at that time. And Atlanta, of course, that's where Charlie Shano got in trouble, and he almost went to jail. So
Charlie Shano got in trouble for doing the right thing, if memory serves me correctly.
Oh, that's for sure.
In today's day,
he will be a hero.
If my memory is correct, I wish I had the information in front of me. I think Frank O'Doy and Charlie could probably tell the story better.
Gladstone of 40.
It was a different time. You know, we're talking early 70s, much different time. This is 46 years ago, my Lord.
Exactly.
Well, they'll be joining the Minnesota United. They're now in the North American Soccer League. They'll be moving up with the same team names, same colors, same everything. They'll be known as the Loons, and they're doing pretty well in the North American Soccer League. Atlanta United is going to be playing in the new football stadium, where they've already got 22,000 season ticket holders, which surpasses what Seattle had, Michael. And that's going to be quite a franchise. It'll be interesting to see what kind of big names they get down in Atlanta to play for this new franchise.
Yeah, you just hope for the fans' sake the team is competitive, at least at home. so they have something to cheer about. I mean, Seattle had a very competitive team its first year, and even though they wound up firing Ziggy Schmidt recently, they were always in the mix. They won a few U.S. Open Cups. And Atlanta, you know, it's great getting all those season ticket holders and getting the fans in, but to hold them, to really solidify that fan base, to make them come back, they need a competitive team, again, at least at home.
Well, before we let you go, Michael, I want to bring Joe in on this. This week is an anniversary. It's the 39th anniversary of the Lancers and the Cosmos at Hollander Stadium. And, Joe, I know you have such fond memories of that match.
And that is funny because, during the rain that we had at the stadium with the Rhino game, we were under the bleacher over there, and most of the people that I saw there that were fans of the Lancers, we all got in a group over there, and we were reminiscing, and everybody talked about exactly, you know, the beautiful game that, you know, all the people that we had, the squeeze thing that we had, so we could let more people in there. History is so great, and when you look a soccer the way it was played, you look at the athletes that came over there, the soccer players that were in those two teams. It's unbelievable that happened in Rochester.
And Michael, you were
I had a camera on my face. I had a very nice smile when you were talking about it. Yeah, it makes me feel really old, 39 years ago. I'm glad we're still around to talk about it, though. Memory, you know, I think it was Operation Squeeze In, if my memory is correct.
That's correct.
And they got 20,005 people there that day. Not the result the home team would have liked, but still, after all these years, a great memory and a good time had by all, if not all, by most of us. It still was a memorable moment.
It was. It was the largest crowd ever to see a team sporting event in Rochester history. It may never be broken because nothing will fit that many people anymore. Yeah. And certainly we remember it. And Dave Selinski actually wrote me a note and said that it was 7 years ago when we had the reunion of the 1970 and 1977 teams. And we saw Mike Stanovich, who was passed away not long after that. So, it was great memories. And next year is the 40th anniversary. We're going to do something.
We're going to do something.
We'll do something special for that anniversary of that seminal moment in Lancers history, and I was there in the crowd myself, so
we were the Green Bay Packers in soccer in Rochester, you know, we were Soccer Town USA.
Oh. Well, Michael, thanks as always for being with us. We'll talk to you again next Monday.
Hey, my pleasure. Have a good week, gentlemen.
Thanks a lot.
Thank
bye,
Mike.
It's Michael Lewis here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. I said Michael covered that Lancers match and still covers soccer to this day. And we're very happy to have him on the show with us.
Well, actually, Andrew, it's great to have somebody like Mike that knows has been in soccer all his life and my life as well. So it's just great to have him and Dick as a contributor to our show.
And I thank also Sam Mewis, Dave Maurer, Rich Randall, Western New York Flash, Sophie Turgu, Casey Nucci, Johnny Sarkis, and the Rochester Rhinos. Flash home this Saturday against the Houston Dash with Kari Lloyd and Morgan Bryan, 7 p.m. for the Project Pink match. Get your tickets, WNYFlash.com. Rhinos back home Saturday, September 10th against Red Bulls 2. This has been Andrew Battisti, Joe Sirianni, Bob Savage in the control room at WYSL. Be with us next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Good night, everybody.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors, the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Van Bortle Auto Group, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.